I have some questions that I want to get us started with to get us thinking. They're rhetorical, so you don't have to shout these things out or anything. I'm sorry. I mean, you can, but anyway, does anyone need someone to fix something for them? Does anybody need a fixer? I figured the front row would say yes. Anybody have any issues they need dealt with? Any problems you got? Addictions? Any sin that just like nags and you can't get rid of it? I know, sorry. That one everybody got quiet on. Do you want to be better? Do you want to be a better Christian? You want to be better for God, this church, your family, friends, the unsaved, everybody? Yeah. Do you need something fixed today? All right, good. Well, this week, the reason this came up as I was thinking about Friday, like, what in the world am I going to talk about? An incident happened here at church, but I'll back up a few months ago. Well, actually, it's been a couple years ago now. I was working out in the workout facility on a Thursday night in the middle room over in our annex. I was on one of those things, what do you call that thing, a majig that's, it's not a machine, it just is a free-forming one, you know, the one your dad goes like, it's like a ski thing, and you're like this. And as I went like this, I kicked a hole in the wall. Now, I know you think I'm really strong, but I think it was a weak part of the wall. And I immediately was like, uh-oh, I got to call Gail Ruland. Anybody, Gail, raise your hand. Everybody knows Gail Ruland mostly. She's our fixer of broken things at the church. Got to call Gail Ruland. Jill was there. Was like, uh-oh, you got to call Gail. I'm like, yeah, I do. Then this week on Wednesday night, someone had donated some food. So I was putting it up in the pantry, organizing my stuff as I do. And I think I put one too many canned goods on the shelf. And it came crashing down. And I'm trying to catch what I can. Canned goods are flying everywhere. And some of those canned goods did not make, I mean, they are dented. They're nice. Pastor Joyce comes running in and, what's going on? And I'm like, I broke the shelf. I got to call Gail Ruland. I took a picture, sent it to Gail Ruland because she's the fixer of all things at this church. And she said, as luck would have it, I have tomorrow off. I'll go check it out. I'm like, oh, good. I have a fixer for when I break things. And I'm here kind of a lot, and I tend to break things. So I apologize. And if you're able to give Gail a high five for dealing with me, that'd be great. But Gail is an amazing fixer of stuff, of this building, things that go wrong. She just knows how to fix things. And I got to thinking, we have a fixer, right? It's not a friend, it's not our parent, it's not a counselor, it's not a pastor, although we do like to fix things, don't we, too? But we aren't the fixer. We're not the fixer. God sent us someone to be our fixer, correct? Yeah, Jesus is our fixer. Because when we needed something, when we were messing up all over the place, breaking everything, God was like, okay, enough's enough. I got to send these people a fixer. And he sent us Jesus. So this morning I was thinking, I like to do parodies. Do you guys ever get a song in your head and you're like, oh, that's funny because you change the words and whatever. So if God was a rapper from the early 90s, he would have said something like this. I'll see if I can get this right. Look, you got a problem? Yo, I'll solve it. I'll send my son because I know he will fix it. Christ, Christ, baby. Dun, 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 dun. Christ, Christ, baby. Thank you. You're like, can we please go back to music? Anyway, God was like, yo, they got a problem. I'll solve it. I'll send my son. I got it. He's going to take care of this for them. And that's exactly what he did. If God was a 90s rapper. Vanilla Ice, that was awesome stuff. Okay, so anyway, we'll get to the scriptures today because that's really what we're supposed to be here for. So Romans was where I decided to go with this. That talks about God and some really awesome promises in here as we're fighting our battles. It all just kind of goes together. By the way, the songs were picked out well before all this, and then, of course, it just all goes together. But I want to read Romans 8 is where we are, guys. Verse 31 through 34 is what I'm going to read first, and then we'll read to the end of the chapter because it just brings it all home. It's awesome. So 31, at the very end of it, says, if God is for us, who can be against us? Not rhetorical, right? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? We had a problem. Yo, God solved it. He sent his son. Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life. I love that. He died, but then he raised to life. That's the better end of the story. Is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. So we humans had an issue, and we needed a fixer. We had sin and disappointment. We messed up. We do things wrong. We try. I mean, we really do try. But sometimes we just get it wrong. And God said, all right, I'm going to send you guys. This is the problem. I'm going to send you Jesus. And he's going to be the guy who is going to intercede for all of us, all of you, every single person here and everyone. He's going to intercede. And I was like, okay, what's intercede mean? I like to look up definitions. Intercede means to intervene between parties with a view to reconcile differences. He's going to fix it. He did fix it, right? God sent Jesus to intercede on our behalf. We needed that mediator, someone to help us to know where we were, to know what it's like to be human, and to intercede and talk to God on our behalf. He bridged the gap. I've seen that before, a cliff here, humans, and a cliff here, God, and then there's a cross, and that's Jesus, and he bridged the gap for us. He fixed that humongous gap for us, guys. He's our fixer. Gail Rulin's an awesome fixer of this property, but she'll be the first one to tell you, you need stuff in your life fixed, you go to the ultimate fixer. That's Jesus. We all are saying that, okay? So if you got stuff this morning you need fixed, it's great to have people in your life. It really is wonderful relationship. God met us to be in relationship with one another. But man, we need one relationship mainly, and that is our relationship with Jesus. And he will get things fixed for you, I promise. Hang in there. At the end of the chapter, so verses 35 through 39, this has some of the best promises that we need to just put to memory. And we're talking about how we can memorize scripture and talk to the devil when he comes in our brains and, like, tell him to get gone. You can memorize this stuff. Paraphrase it in any way you want. And he is going to flee because he's a chicken, okay? So 35 through 39, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Remember the gap, Jesus? No, nothing. Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake, we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. We're more than conquerors because Jesus fixed that all for us. I'm convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor demons, neither the present, nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. How awesome is that? Nothing's going to separate me from God, devil. Be on your way. I don't believe that. Those are the kind of things that you can say. It is right here. Paul wrote this to encourage us, and he's very happy if we use his words in a spiritual battle that you might be against. I like to look up different versions of things, too. The Good News translation for verse 39 says, there is nothing in all creation that will ever be able to separate us from the love of God, which is ours through Christ Jesus our Lord. So through Jesus, it's all fixed. It's all fixed. And that's what we need to know, understand, and apply. That's who we need to know and understand and apply to our life. It's really super simple, right? You're like, oh, yeah, Pastor Jamie, I can do all that, right? It is super simple. It really is super simple. Things are going to happen. Life is going to happen. Things come at you all the time, right? You guys live? Yes. We have one person we can go to help us with any problem that we need fixed, anything at all, at any time, even better, anytime, anywhere, any place, any problem. Yo, God solved it. He sent his son. And he's going to take care of it for us. And I want you to know it's not a fix, it's the fix. You see the difference in the verbiage there? Jesus isn't a fix. He's not a donut in your car that when you get a flat tire, you put on the donut and you're like, okay, this is going to last for only so long and I can only go 40 miles an hour until I get a new tire. He is the brand new tire that you need to put on your car and you fly down the road at the speed limit. Go down the road at the speed limit, right? There's no limitations, though, is what I'm trying to say. He is the fix, not a fix for the moment. He is the, plug it into your life, the fix for you, okay? If you could summarize these, the last part of this chapter, Paul is saying, look, God is for us. He gave us Jesus, and through the love of Jesus, we can't be separated from God at any point in time. Nothing can separate us, never. He loved us that much. He fixed it all. You know, we sang that song, Fighting Your Battles. We have the fixer in our life every single day to fight any battle that might be coming up to us. And if you think you don't have battles, deeper, because you do. There's stuff all the time that we're battling against. I encourage you that we take this weapon that we have, the fixer, and put it into your daily life. If you don't know who Jesus is, there's three pastors right here who would be happy to talk to you more about that afterwards. My goodness. We love him. This church loves him, right? Bunch of Jesus freaks in here. I love it. But I encourage you to remember the promises of these verses, that nothing can separate you from God because Jesus took care of it. The empty cross and the empty grave took care of it for you. Don't ever doubt that in a million bazillion years. And if you ever get caught up in things or distracted or frustrated at life, turn to this last chapter of Romans 8, because that holds a lot of promises for us to get through life, for someone to fight our battles, and for someone who already fixed everything for you.